We continue our learning lately. Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Aleya. We are in Yevamos Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Shlosh Achim, three brothers. Shnai Mehen Nisuim Shtei Achayos. Two are married to two sisters. Ve'echod Nasui Nachris. One is married to one who is a woman who's not related. As we've had our case, if you look at the picture, we have Reuven, Shimon, and Yehuda are brothers. Reuven is married to Leah. Yehuda is married to Rachel. Rachel and Leah are sisters. And Shimon married to this Nachris, to Bracha, who is not related at all. Meis echad mibalei achayos. So one of the husbands who is married to a sister died. So we take our case. We've been saying that Reuven passes away, and v'kanas nasui Nachris es ishto. And now Shimon, who's married to Bracha, who's the Nachris, who's unrelated to Rachel and Leah, Shimon does yibum with Leah after Reuven passes away. Then umesa ishto shelsheni. And then what happened? Then the wife of the other brother, which is the second sister, passed away. So now Rachel passed. If you look at the bottom, it says mesu. So first Reuven dies, and now Rachel dies. Yehuda's wife dies. So at this point in the relationships, the second and third brothers are still alive. Shimon's alive. Shimon is now married to Bracha and to Leah. He performed Yibum on Leah. And Yehuda's alive. Reuven had passed away. So the second, so Shimon has these two wives. And the third brother, Yehuda, is not married at all because his wife, Rachel, passed away. So the Mishnah here says, now va'acharkach meis nasui nachris, and now the brother married to the nachris, to the stranger, to the one not related, dies. So now Shimon dies. If you look at the mesu, so Reuven passed away, then Rachel passed away after Shimon performed yibum to Bracha, and now Shimon passes away. So what do we have? We have Bracha and Leah, who are both Shimon's wives, fall to Yehuda, who's not married to anybody now because Rachel passed away. Both fall to Yehuda, to Yibum or Chalitza. Says the Mishnah, Hare Zo Asura Alav Olamis. The woman, meaning Leah, who is the first brother's widow, who's Reuven's widow, is forbidden to Yehuda, who's the living brother now, forever. He can't marry her. Why? Hoel v'nesra alav sha'achas. Why? Because she was forbidden to him at one time. When Reuven died, she was ushered to him. Why? Because Yehuda couldn't have married Leah after Reuven died because she was Achos ishto, because Leah was Rachel's sister. Now, the fact that Rachel passed away and Leah falls to Yehuda now, and because so it's not his wife's sister, it doesn't matter. Once she was Asher once, so they remain Asher. Brothers, because we know a brother's wife is really an Erva. So when it comes to Yibam, we relax that prohibition. But here, where the Isser was there, so the Isser as of being the brother's wife is going to remain forever. Now we have a case of Shlosha Achim. Here we have, this is the next picture. You have Shlosha Achim, Shnai Mehem Nisuim Shtei Achayos. Two are married to two sisters, Echonos and Achris. Same thing. Reuven is married to Leah. Yehuda is married to Rachel. Rachel and Leah are sisters. And Shimon's married to Bracha, who's not related to Leah, Rachel or Leah at all. But here what happens, Geresh Echon mi Balei Achayos is Ishto. So one of the ones married to one of the sisters divorces his wife. So if you take a look here at the picture, at the diagram, Reuven divorces Leah. That's the first thing that happens. So everyone's still alive. Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda, and Reuven and Leah are divorced. And then what happens? Umeis Nasri Nachris. Then the brother married to the Nachris, to the stranger woman, the woman who's not related at all. That means Shimon. Shimon is married to Bracha. Shimon passes away. So Reuven now, as you see in the picture, Reuven performs Yibam on Bracha. So Reuven is only married to Bracha. So he divorced Leah. So if you look at the numbers on the bottom, so Reuven divorces Leah, that's number one. Then Shimon dies. Reuven performs Yibam with Bracha. So now Reuven's married to Bracha, and Reuven is divorced from Leah. Shimon had passed away. And now, so again, Umeis Nasu Yinachus Ukanasa HaMegarish. So the Shimon passes away, and the brother who was Megarish's wife, which is Reuven, who was Megarish Leah, now performs Yibam, marries Bracha. Vameis, and then he dies.
So here, Reuven is no longer alive. Shimon is no longer alive. Reuven was married to Bracha. Reuven was divorced from Leah, so she's not in the picture. But now, Reuven, who had been Miyabem, Bracha, who passes away, now Bracha falls to Yehuda. Yehuda is still married to Rachel. So here we have Bracha falling to Yehuda for Yibam. Yehuda is married to Rachel. So what happens? Zohi Sha'amru, this is what they said, an example of what the Chachamim said all the way to the beginning of the Masechta, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, V'kulon Shemesa Onis Garshu, for all of the cases of the Arayos that we had, if they died or divorced before the husband died, Tsarosei and Mutaros. So the co-wives, the Taros, are going to be permitted to the living brother. So meaning, the living brother, here Yehuda can perform Yibam with Bracha. Why? Because even though she was once the wife of the brother married to the other sister, meaning Bracha, what happened? Bracha, in this case, she was once the wife of the brother married to the other sister, right? Isn't it true? Meaning here we have Bracha used to be married to Reuven. Didn't Reuven perform Yibum with Bracha? Sure. And Reuven was married to Leah, and Leah was Rachel's sister. So Yehuda couldn't perform Yibum with Leah because he's married to Rachel. That's Achos Ishto. But since Leah's not in the picture because they were divorced already, Sarosei and Mutaros, the co-wives are permitted. That's exactly what we're saying. This is, she's not considered a tzara. Bracha's not considered a tzara of Leah because Leah had already been divorced in advance. That is, that's what the Mishnah meant, or the beginning of the Masechta, that Yehuda now can perform Yibum with Bracha, and Bracha is not considered a tzara of Leah because Leah is out of the picture already because Reuven had already divorced her. Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches, V'kulon shahayu bahen kidushin ogerishin besafek, hare elu tzaros cholzos v'lo misyabnos. So here, we spoke about in the Mishnah, the beginning of the Masechta, all those 15 arayos, where we said, where all of those are, because they're arayos, so Yibum HaChalitza are not performed, and they part of the Tzoros as well. But the Mishnah, he was coming to tell us like this. Let's say the marriages that they had with the brother who had died was only Kiddushin or Gerishin Besafik, was only questionable Kiddushin, or it would the Erva, let's say there was a questionable divorce. So in those cases, Hare'elu Tzoros Cholotzos V'lobis Yabmos. We don't say the Tzoros are free to go without Yibum or Chalitza. You can't perform Yibum, because maybe indeed there was a real Kiddushin there. But nonetheless, you perform chalitza. The husband dies without children. The co-wives of the erva need chalitza with the living brother, but can't have yibum. Why? We're not sure whether the erva was really married to the deceased brother when that brother had died. If she was married to him, so then the tzara is exempt from chalitza and yibum, and the tzara and the tzara, of course, is not allowed to marry the brother either. But if the erva was not married to him at the time he died, so then the tzara needs chalitza or yibum. So since we're not sure, we do chalitza. Ketzad Suffolk Kiddushin. What's a case of where we have a Suffolk, whether they're married or not? So yeah, we have a case like that. Zorak La Kiddushin. Let's say a man threw the Kiddushin money or the Kiddushin star and he threw it in a public area. And have Suffolk Karavlo, Suffolk Karavla, and you have a Suffolk whether it's closer to him or closer to her. You have an area, let's say, of 8 amos. And if it's within her 4 amos, they're married. Within his 4 amos, they're not married. So that's one of the ways you can do Kiddushin. But here we're not sure how close they are. They're exactly 8 amos apart. The object is thrown. It lands right in the middle. So it's not clear whose 4 amos it fell into. That's the case. Zehu Safek Kiddushin. Safek Gerushin. So Safek Gerushin, you could have this case as well, where you're not sure where the get fell. But we have other examples as well. Safek Gerushin Kasav Bichsav Yadov Einol Aveidim. So let's say you have a case where it's his handwriting, the husband who wrote the get. No doubt, but there are no witnesses on it. Get is usually written by a sofer. It has two witnesses who sign. Here, though, the husband wrote the get himself, and no witnesses sign. So we know the husband wrote the get. We recognize his handwriting. But without witnesses, maybe the get should not be valid. Then what's another example? Yeshel of Edim Vemozmat. You have Edim who are written, who have signed, but there's no Zman, but there's no date on the Shtar. So that is also something, a date is required on the Shtar. That's actually Midrabbanan that we need a date. We're afraid that a husband who is, we have a husband who really loves his wife, may have harachmanis on her if she committed adultery, let's say, and by giving her a get that which doesn't have a date, he could say, she was not married to me at that time. No, she was already divorced. So that's what we need a date on a get, to make sure we know when, in fact, they were divorced. But that's also a takana de rabbanan, and we'll explain all these cases are similar to that. Oh, yesh bo zman ve'ein bo eleid echad. Let's say there you do have a date, but there's only one aid that's signed on it. Zehu safek akid gerushin. These are examples of a gerushin. Now, here is, let's say it is written by a sofer, and we recognize the sofer's handwriting, but there's only one witness signed on it. So that's also, that's a question whether we can count the sofer his handwriting to take the place of the signature of a second witness. Now, these are not exactly really suffolk gerushin cases. They're getting that are mida oraisa valid, kosher, but the chachamim made for different reasons. We'll learn in the ninth parak of Gittin, for different reasons say it's not allowed. So in this, so that when the Mishnah is coming to teach us, it's like this. If the brother who passed away gave the erva such a get before he died, so mida oraisa, they're really divorced. So the living brother really needs to perform chalitza with the tzara, since this tzara, the co-wife, was really his only wife at the time that he died. The yavam that we say don't perform yibum with the tzara, since the chachamim said these gittin shouldn't be used, people may think that the erva was still married to the husband who passed away, and will think that the tzara of an erva is allowed to have yibum, so therefore we don't do yibum. So these are examples of safek gerushin and safek, the beginning of the Mishnah of safek kiddushin, where we say chalitza to the tzaros, but no yibum.